Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Now, welcome back to County Clare we go, and Shannon Town Park found itself with a handful of trees which became somewhat diseased and had to be cut down for public safety. However, they wanted to do something with the stumps and they called in Will Fogarty, who's a chainsaw artist, and asked him to carve them into beautiful new things. He works under the name Fearr na Caoilte and he's on the line. Good morning, Will Fogarty.
Good morning, Oliver. How are you?
Very well, thanks a million. Are you an artist? Is that was art all around you when you were growing up?
Far from it. My background would be construction, Oliver. So I was involved in construction all my life. So the art side is relatively new, you know, maybe the last 10 or 12 years.
So you grew up, your whole house was involved in building sites and building?
Absolutely. My dad was involved in construction over in the UK.
Yeah.
We moved back here, I'd say, about 1970. So, you know, building was in my blood. And it was only kind of when the downturn came then, 2008, 2009, that I had to, you know, find a new path in life, you know, reinvent really.
And where did you move to in Ireland? You come here as a young fella, I presume, did you? You were over in England.
Yes, I was 10. So we actually came to Limerick. I'm a Limerick man, not Clare. I have to clarify that. But yes, the carvings were down in, the carvings you were talking about were down in Shannon. But yeah, I'm very much a Limerick man.
So the downturn comes, yourself and your brother were running your own building company and you had to obviously innovate, and it came about with chainsaws.
Yeah, I tried a few different means to try and make a living. I stumbled upon chainsaw carving. I knew a little bit about it. I'd heard something about it, you know. So went investigating, went online, did some research. My dad had an old chainsaw. Oh, it must have been about 40, 50 years old.
Wow.
And lesson number one was taking that apart and getting it going again. I knew nothing about chainsaws. So, you know, it was all new. Had to do some basic stuff like going away, doing safety courses and, you know, making sure I knew what I was doing with the chainsaw.
Very good.
And maybe, you know, here I am now 10 or 12 years later with 14 chainsaws. I think I had some kind of an obsession.
Was it really a chainsaw from the 70s?
Yeah. The original one I used was an old home light. So chainsaws today have, you know, modern innovations, chain brakes and safety equipment. This old thing had none
of that.
But it got me started, you know.
Yeah. Is it still going? Is it gone now? It's kaput?
No, I have it as kind of it's up on the shelf. Probably it's the best place for
relic,
it, actually,
yeah.
You know.
How many chainsaws do you have now?
I think about 14. I probably could do with a few more, you know.
Are they all petrol ones? I noticed that they seem to be the noisy ones on your Instagram. No electric.
Yeah, I do like the noisy ones, but no, I have a couple of battery saws.
The battery ones, yeah.
Yeah, they're getting more popular. The one advantage I find with battery over petrol is the lack of vibration. So I tend to use the smaller battery saws for detailing work.
Yeah.
You know, if you're doing something, a bit of finesse around faces and claws and things like that, I tend to get out the battery saw.
I thought the kind of, you do the rough cuts with the chainsaw initially and then you bring out the small finessing tools afterwards, the chisels and all that.
I think when I started, yes, I would get maybe 50-60% way through a carving and then put the chainsaws aside and start getting out sanding tools and that. But I've found that over the years, whether it's, I suppose I get a bit more confident with my abilities to use the saw, and, you know, a lot of the main difference between regular chainsaws and the ones I use are the bars. And they're little specific carving bars. So they go down to a very fine point, which allows you to get into curves and nooks and crannies. So I suppose I do maybe 95% of the work with the chainsaw. And it kind of, to be honest, it leaves a bit more of an authentic effect. It's nice to see some of the marks from the chainsaw, rather than sanding everything pure flat and it just doesn't look authentic.
I see what you mean. It looks a bit too polished. And a bit,
exactly.
It must be, you must be a very fit man to be holding a chainsaw for that long. They're heavy as anyone who's ever lifted one.
I think I was always pretty fit, but yeah, I'm probably fitter now than I would have been before I started this. It's the kind of thing you don't need. I don't go to the gym. I don't really need to. You know, there's, I get enough exercise with the sword.
The chainsaw. How long does it take? Because these are big trees, some of them, aren't they? Does it depend on the size? It must be hours of work.
Absolutely. Depends on the size of the tree. You know, I'll often get people calling me up, say, I've got a tree, you know, a rough idea, price-wise, they're looking. But I just tell them it depends on the design and it depends on the time. I can go to somebody's garden and work on a little tree and have it start and finished in a day. Or, like the ones you mentioned in Shannontown, there was, I think, 5-6 trees, and that took around 2 weeks.
Yeah, and you also use burner tools as well, don't you, to create shade?
Depends, yeah. I'll use some scorching. I'll use a blowtorch to scorch some of the carvings. Yeah, that has two effects. It gives it a bit of texture and colour, and it also helps preserve it as well because it gets rid of any fungi, little beasties in the wood as well, you know?
Yeah. But the tree is dead. This was the big project to talk about in Shannontown Park, so 5 or 6 trees. How do you begin? I mean, did you decide to carve them into animal and wildlife shapes? Is that kind of the go-to thing for chainsaw artists?
I will always try and lead the client towards wildlife. It's what I enjoy doing. So the one in Shannon, basically I met a lady called Pauline down there that works with Clare County Council. Mm-hmm. We had a look at all the trees. Certain trees will lend themselves to certain types of carvings. Some things fit better in certain trees than others. So I went through the 5 or 6 trees with Pauline, decided what was to be done. I think there was a fox and there's a couple of owls and different things like that. So, and often, you know, that can change as well. We had one tree and specifically we wanted a heron on it. But when it came around to doing it, then it wouldn't have worked. So the one that was to be a heron ended up being a fox. But, okay. You know.
The heron became a fox because the heron,
exactly.
Obviously, yeah.
Exactly, because the tree said, I'm a fox, I'm not a heron.
That's the end of that. We have a message already saying, Farn the Quilcha is incredible. I have one of his owls, so talented, and watching him work is amazing. That's from Aileen. So this is a full-time job for you, isn't it?
It has been for the last 12 years. When I started doing this, it was, you know, it had to make me a living. If it didn't, I wouldn't have been able to keep going, you know?
And you're not one to sit around.
I've been very lucky. It's been an amazing journey. I've met some amazing people, travelled all over the country. I'm blessed.
There's one in Ballyvourney in Cork someone's in touch about. There are lots of chainsaw artists. I don't know if that's a job you might have done.
No, but I know the guy that did it. That's a fellow called John Hayes. John is based down in Waterford. Lovely guy. And
you know each other.
There'd be a big carving community. So, yeah, we're always keeping an eye on each other's work and,
the carving,
you know, passing on tips and that. Yeah, it's good.
Maureen in Cavan says we have one of his creations and photos attached. Oh, yeah, I see two owls together, barn owls. Beautiful work with some scorching done as well.
I'd say every second carving I've ever done has been an owl. They're very popular.
Thing for
people
owls.
Like them. Yeah, I enjoy carving owls. Yeah, they're lovely creatures.
Will Fogarty, thanks a million for that. And people can see your work on the socials. Look up Will Fogarty on Instagram. That's the easy way to get you. But Farn the Quilcha in the meantime. Thanks a million, August Sloan.
Sloan, that's Oliver. Take
care. See, that's Will Fogarty there carving away with his chainsaws.